are not conscious in any direct sense of frequencies in sound and light. Yet without differences in frequency, there could be no speech or music, nor would there be any variations of color. Keeley is a certified combination of innovation and technology that uses individually determined frequencies to stimulate specific areas of the body. Through regular use of the selected frequency, the Keeley can support restoring your cell membrane tension to a natural level. Each frequency application is clearly displayed in the Keeley app. Just select the one that you want and feel it. The Keeley is not intended to cure, treat, or prevent disease, but rather to support energetic balance and enhance recovery, vitality, and well-being.
Hello, Cosmic Explorers, and welcome to your Friday night tune-up.
Woo-hoo! Happy Friday night, Cosmic Explorers. Rebecca Gregory here with my fabulous co-creator.
Well, I was going to say, if they don't know us by now. I was going to say, we have new people tonight. I'm Hillis. Yay!
And I'm Rebecca. And tonight I've got my Huskies running loose. So if you hear some craziness going on, it's a Husky party going on. So just letting everyone know.
Well, good evening to Patty, Bridget, and Indigo, and Bruce. Especially a warm welcome to Bridget and Patty, who are new watching us. So welcome. Thank you. Hope you guys really enjoy the show tonight, as we don't know what's going to happen, as we rarely do.
I know. And Bruce joining us for the first time. Then welcome, Bruce. Thanks for jumping on. Or maybe you joined before and just didn't say anything.
But we do have some news we want to share. You want to share that, Rebecca?
If you want to. Well, let's share the news that's coming up in October.
Yeah, let's start with that.
Since Bruce is on, and I don't know, Bruce, tap in if there's still room. So in October, we have our fabulous trip to Cancun that we're doing starting October the 29th through November 3rd with Tara with an Attitude with Rocky and Rob Lee. And the fabulous Bruce is handling all that information. So if you're looking like you possibly like to go to Cancun for some fun readings, deviation, moving around, I think we're doing a seance and Day of the Dead and just having some
all kinds of magic.
You know, just he lurks a lot. Bruce lurks a lot. Yeah, just let us know and type in if you're interested. We can get the information, or maybe Hillis can put it up. So that was an impromptu. And the other thing that we're doing?
Well, we are in the planning stages of our first retreat for next year. But where is it going to be?
Peru!
So there's no date set or anything. It's only tentative set for September, October of next year. So people, start saving up your dollars.
Yes. We met with the retreat that we were going to work with today. And so we're getting it rolling. So we thought, you know, in this beautiful energy that's going on now with the Leo new moon coming up in the middle of the Lion's Gate and just everything, like, we're just putting the energy out there to start creating it, because that's what you all got to do right now. So yes,
Machu Picchu, Bridget. Yes. And along with other things that we aren't at liberty to disclose as of yet, but it will be fun. It will be anywhere from 7 to 10 days and a possible extension with a personal excursion if you guys want to join, but details will come later. And you know, with all this energy, I'm hot and I forgot to turn on the fan in here. So give me 1 second.
Well, while he's doing that, the energies are really intense right now. I don't know if everybody's feeling it. So I just want everywhere right now just to sit back in your chair, or I hope you're not driving anywhere, and let's just, you know, take a nice deep breath in. Just let go, relax yourself to enjoy this time, and just bring your hands to your heart and breathe that energy in, just allowing yourself to be here in this moment, to give you this this time with yourself to listen to us and interact with us and share anything that you have to share, just letting the week go and just opening up to what might happen tonight, because I have no idea. So I'm going to welcome
you. Huh? I said, me neither.
So I did want to do one thing, or do you want to start with something, Hillis?
No. Go ahead, do the code for the what you intended for, then we can move into the juicy stuff.
Oh, okay. So I got some brand new cards today. So excited. I got the Shaman's Dream cards. So I just, they're by Alberto Avella. I can never say his last name. I can't say it anyhow. And Colette Baron Reed. And I just took her Oracle Palooza this couple weekends ago, which was really cool. So I ordered these cards because I thought they were fabulous. So I thought I'd draw a card for all of us with our new deck. And oh my freaking God. So look at the, maybe I should have said that. Look what showed up. Number 30.
The Masters.
Herald of Change. Whoa. I love the cards. They never lie. So let's see, number 30. And I'm just going to read from the book since they're brand new and they're fun just to get a message from Spirit for all of us as a collective. Okay. Horseman, good news, caution, herald of change. When the horseman appears, he is inviting you to spread the good news. Everyone already knows the bad news. Your task is to point out the beautiful when others see only the ugly. Note the possible, no matter how impossible it may seem. This does not mean becoming giddy or blindly optimistic, but rather reminding yourself that every storm cloud has a silver lining. Becoming a herald of the positive, put away the fatalistic attitude, the dire predictions, the dreadful expectations about the world or about your life. Declare the arrival of a new and a better you. Proclaim that you have risen from the realms of the dead, woken for a long and dreadful slumber, and are back on the world stage. The show is on again. The horseman cautions you to not allow your exuberance to become hollow or trivial, but be sure that there is substance to the news you spread and you're willing to live up to the expectations you raise. The world will welcome you with open arms as you share an uplifting message. Heed the horseman when he shows up once, for he bears good news and is announcing a prosperous and peaceful time. When he shows up twice in the same reading, though, use extreme caution. If you heed his warning, all will turn out well. Whoa.
I love that card. That's for everybody. So that means there's a lot of change happening.
Right out. So I'm going to look at the light coming in, the beautiful lady and the horse, and just whoa. So how blessed are we to receive that card tonight? And that brings up, gosh, kind of what you wanted to talk about tonight with this Leo Lionsgate and all this stuff. So That's your stuff.
And you know, it's very interesting because I know that those who tuned in to us last week and did the psychic council with us.
That's right. That was fun.
I know that was a lot of fun. So those who tuned in to the psychic council last week, it was a lot of fun. And thank you guys for watching last week. And so what I really want to jump off with this is that, you know, for those who's, and this is what sparked what's about to come. And so just a quick recap. So last week I talked about the word sorcery and how it is a marriage of the divine masculine and feminine, because if you hear the word source is of masculine energy. And then the word sorcery is like the collective energy. And the word sorcerer is more of the divine feminine. So you have, and think of it in terms, and I'm going to probably be a bit blunt, a bit vulgar in the description, but think of it this way, right?
My virgin ears, oh my gosh.
So think of it this way in terms of sex, in terms of sexuality or sex. So you have source, which is masculine energy that is given off this energy, the seed of life, to the sorcerer, sorcerer. So you have the right. So you have the source, which is the masculine, giving off the seed of life to the sorcerer, which is source in her, which is the divine light, and then the sorcery, which is the source are we. So you have the seed of light coming from the source to the sorcerer, to the source are we. So we are this collective light of energy. So this is what the source and sorcerer and sorcery energy, which it all comes from. And so it really spoke into how we set up for this conversation for tonight. And yes, we'll get to readings later, you guys. And so we probably won't get to them all. But if you want to, once we are done with this discussion, which shouldn't take that long, start putting your questions up and we'll get to you guys. But so the source of that is also what we refer to as the elders, the one that came before, the ones who were, you know, here, the ones who taught and had to go through the experiences so that way we know what we know. Which now brings me to the inspiration for the evening, which is something that people have asked for a couple of weeks ago, which is original poetry that I've written. And Rebecca's going to follow with something special as well.
I didn't want to be left out, so I had to find one. No.
And so this poem is called The Eldest. And yeah, I forgot what the inspiration was. I wrote it so long ago. But it seems true, especially in the energy that we are in, as we're in this new energy of mastery. The Eldest. Having a picture of the eldest, feeling of an ageless age, coming to know the spirit of self as is, coming to know a connected space, being seated, being rooted in all that's created, created from thought, created from energy, a pure manifestation of what is energy, an entity older than we can perceive, a perception of a closed mind desires, a perception of an open mind accepts. Knowing that we are travelers of light, a light moving through what is called space, filling the space with the frequency of love, an eternal vibration, an eternal consciousness. A consciousness that is ancient as there are unknown civilizations. Each universe, each galaxy, all exist known to one. We are all one, multiplied in cells, universal cells of one consciousness, all sharing unique experience unto self, contributing to the experience of the whole. We are receptive to the constant stream of energy produced, all aware, unaware, and a stream contributing to what is. We are all what of what is. We are all knowing, feeling, seeing, hearing. You are a part of what we are. You are we. Allowing this knowing knows you. We are as you create. We are what you desire in this moment. We are the perception of the thought created now. We are the vibration. We are the energy. We are existence of all consciousness. We are the eldest.
I love that. Thank you so much, Hillis, for sharing that. I can easily read that in.
Woo. Ah. We are the eldest.
We are the eldest. That's why we're here in this time. Just why we're here at this time. And, Yeah.
And to follow suit with this beautiful message of energy for this night, Rebecca.
Oh, thank you, love. So today I kind of opened my journal and I like saw this thing that I wrote a while ago. I'm like, oh, I'm going to read that. Because and please bear with me because I can never understand my writing. Because, you know, I'm the comic relief here. So here it is. And it's kind of like what we're moving into. And then I want to talk about kind of where I've been and just going in and talk, you know, get into like the energy we're in right now. So here we go. In the light of tomorrow's day, a world unfolds of what is unknown for a world of tomorrow's day. A day that can only be embraced in a moment in time, the time of light that has been gone for too long, a time of reflection of the past brought into the light, a light that dark has taken over for too many nights, a night that is the light of the future not told, a future we now create with every heartbeat of every living soul. The souls of the past experience the pain that now we can overcome and reclaim. Reclaim the light within our soul and allow the darkness inside ascend like a blanket over new fallen snow. The crisp of life we wish to be, a life that is now ready to be created by each one of thee. And that's where we are. Yumminess. We're in the world of yumminess.
Yeah, we are. And I just want to take this time to acknowledge everyone's comments. So thank you so much for your comments. I appreciate and honor that the words that come through me reach you and touch you in ways that you have asked to be touched. So, yeah.
And it's all light codes, you know,
coming. Yeah, it's all beautiful energy.
And I want to acknowledge real quick. I mean, I acknowledge everyone that's on the show, but Deborah Robbins last week was on the psychic council. I noticed at the very end she had a question and we missed her, and I felt like she was having a really bad week. But it was kind of the end, and we didn't get to get her. So I wanted to know. I did see that at the end, Deborah, and I did pull a card, but then we had gotten off at the last minute for you. So I just wanted to let you know that I did acknowledge and did see it, but I wasn't in control of everything that was going on. And neither was Hillis. And then we got off. But anyhow, the card that I drew in front of you, I'll draw another one, is it was rescue. So I hope your week got better because I got some really good vibes from it. So, but for some reason, sometimes people aren't noticed when they want to be just because they need to move through some energy. So for whatever reason, but I felt like I really needed to acknowledge you tonight, Deborah. So thank you. And that's it.
Yeah. And before we get into the questions, I see that Patty has one. I just want to help everyone explain to them what is happening during this time of the Lion's Gate. We've been in this energy for quite some time, for almost 2 weeks now. And the peak of it is over the weekend, starting, I think, tomorrow is the 7th. And the high peak is the 8th, and then the downside of that is the 9th, going to the 10th, 11th, and 12th. So there's going to be a time to understand what's happening. So in the time of the Lion's Gate, and keep in mind, too, also we are also in retrograde of Jupiter, so which is a time of great abundance, great prosperity, time for planning, time for put things into action, put things into motion. And that does not necessarily mean that things are going to manifest instantly, even though they can be, depending on how much energy and thought you put into it, especially in this time that we're in now. But know that this is the planning and putting things together for things to manifest, for things to happen. And so as we move into this Lion's Gate, the space of courage and self-love and confidence, remember also to take the time of self-care, because that's also important during this time of allowing, like, okay, what is it that I need to do? Because in the time of self-care, that downtime, you give the universe that time, the energy to focus in on what you are creating, what you are manifesting, what you're putting your intentions and thoughts on, because this has been happening every year for like the past 3 years now, this Lion's Gate, especially now that it's coming by way of Sirius, right? This is the most powerful one of the ones yet. So yeah, I should know, I'm Sirius.
In the Leo numeral. And I want to, you know, you were bringing up manifesting and just something clicked to me to talk about that self-actualization that we're in right now. And, you know, I think it's a twofold right now where it used to be one thing. And what I mean by twofold is like our thoughts can create something right instantly if it's not part of our path.
Yeah.
In that if, example, like the other day I was talking to a friend and all of a sudden I was asking about another friend and 2 seconds later I get an email from this friend who I haven't talked to in 9 months. And I was like, blah, 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 what are you doing? And I'm like, okay, so that was an instant thing because I was in that circle of creating that in that. But however, I think there's another level to it now when we're in this process right now of shedding who we are and, you know, coming forward. I mean, I've had the last couple of weeks just has been huge for me, of this realization of like shedding this last bit of oldness, you know, of just this stuff I still had in my field, and just like all these realizations and all these aha moments are coming to, you know, how, you know, I've really been resisting my my leadership role that I'm required to move forward into. I know, but I was doing it on purpose because it wasn't out of fear. Everybody's like, oh, well, you're fear, but it really wasn't out of fear. It was about an overwhelmment. I was like, if I step in this level, then I'm going to be overwhelmed and not be able to balance my world. And, you know, so, and there was just all these things that came to me, and I like to be honest with what's going on and, you know, where I'm moving. But, you know, I really realize now, you know, we are in a space too, where we have to go internally to look at that, to be very clear and discern what is truly required for us so we can create that path of self-actualization that's opening up for us right now. That is very powerful, but you need to get clear. You need to get really in yourself of what you truly desire, because it will create its way in one way or another. You might be kicking yourself in the butt and you're like, oh my God, and now I brought this into my world. You know, so I guess what I'm saying is really stepping back and like sitting with yourself and getting real freaking clear, because the timelines are shifting, everything's coming together, and that expansion is opening. And that I'm just going to say self-actualization, that energy of creation is just merging together where we are able to sit in that and really create that. However, remember, do not get frustrated, you know, because we can get very frustrated because we expect, oh, why hasn't it shown up right away? Well, sometimes you have to wait for the pieces of the pie to be put together, the puzzle to be put together, because if you get what you want right in this moment, you might miss out on all these beautiful things that's going to make it even better than it was supposed to be. So sometimes we get caught up in this cycle where you now, you know, because we're learning to live in the now, but you've got to like sit back and allow the puzzles of the pieces to unfold with the gratitude and the love in your heart and the awareness and the discernment as you move through that, and allow that energy to open up to bring this freaking magnificence into our world. So that's my little whatever that was for the night.
Yeah. And you know, and see, this is why we do this show, because you say something, I say something that triggers you, you say something that triggers me. And so it's just this roller coaster of energy, as Mickey just put it. And so with us, you have, and I just want to stress how important it is now to be very mindful, to be very aware of your thoughts, because thought is the energy. And just real quick, since we're moving into this energy, this language of vibration, just the quick formula that I teach to people is that you first have your thought, because all thoughts are neutral. And it's the experiences and the feelings that give that thought energy. And so you could, you know, stub your toe or whatever, what have you. And so it can just really trigger that experience, that thought, that energy of emotion. And then you express it into words and you put it into words, which is the sealing of the deal, if you will, whether if it's written or spoken. And then it comes to fruition, the manifestation. So you have to understand that everything that we do, we have to allow ourselves to become first the neutral observer. And the best way to do that is in the space of self-care. And so when the space of self-care and being in that neutral observer, you just accept it as is, with no attachments of emotion, no attachments of energy. Just, you know, when you look at the flowers, you know, there's a rose or there's a lily or there's that. It's a flower first. You know, the flower does what it does, you know, just like a bee does what it does, like a fly does what it does. All these species we have given labels to identify them, to separate them. But then in all honesty, there is no separation. We all, as we discussed earlier this week with Suzanne Spooner, who was on our show earlier this week, everything is just an ingredient to fulfill the purpose, the collective purpose. So we all are a piece, we all are a cell of this grand universal space and energy and time. And so with that being in our own universal space, that old space of self-care, to allow us to be that neutral observer, to remove the labels and just be in that space of isness.
A hoe to that.
Yes, I hope. And so let's get to the questions, you guys. I've only seen one question so far. Maybe that was from Patty. Huh? What?
Maybe I had something else to say.
Oh, you have something else to say?
Yes.
Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I just went to...
I'm sorry. I have control issues.
He does. I'm working on it. We're working on it together. I'm his mirror for that. No. And he's my mirror for a lot of things. That's why we flow so well together, because we really support each other. But now I just, and I also wanted to remind you, and I'm being really serious here, you know, to talking about the self-care and the self-love, you know, it's so important right now, because we are literally right now being torn apart to the bare bones of our soul, like it literally just ripped apart. And that's why it's so challenging to navigate right at this time, because we are being ripped off and everything is being questioned. We always say the chocolate chip cookie, you know, like, because that's where we are right now.
I have a refrigerator full of cookies right now.
Oh my, he's in trouble. But you know, we're being ripped to that the core root of us right now. So, you know, if you're having a bad day or things are just, you know, once again, just go within yourself, be kind and always constantly clean. You know, as Hillis was talking about before, you know, being the witness or you being the observer, if you're triggered by something, you got to look at it. Because if you have that emotional trigger, that's the key to flow without the emotional triggers. The stories are always going to happen. The experiences are always going to happen. It's always going to be there. I mean, that's just living in this world, living here in this human experience. That's part of our school. However, when you can flow through it without having the triggers of the emotional experiences, that's when you got it, you know, and really getting, and as I said, we're being torn apart. So really questioning and knowing that you could be who you want to be right now and really figuring that creative, fun, whatever you require to be, like really sitting with that and allowing that to unfold and not allowing anybody to stop you anymore. Because no more, no more. And now I am complete.
Yes. And I just want to bring up Lisa's comment here as well, where she says that we need to remember to enjoy the journey while we are getting to where we want to go. Yes. The energy of vibration is in that space. And she goes on to say even more that fill your own cup and then let others to have the overflow and always keep your cup full. Yes. Because, you know, you can't pour from an empty cup, as the old saying goes.
But I had a piece of floating hair. Should I tell him about the floating piece of thread yesterday?
Okay, make it quick.
Sorry, I get excited. So yesterday, when we were doing it right before our interview with Suzanne Spooner, and I do want to bring that up too, I had this piece of thread or something on my computer, and I like kind of flicked it off to the side because we were about to start, and I look over. And Hillis can't see it, but I do have a video of it. It is suspended in air, swirling in circles. Anyhow, that was my magical experience yesterday.
Yes. And just wanted to acknowledge Deborah, because she acknowledged you. And she was saying, thank you for acknowledging me, Rebecca. I already knew what I needed to do, so I wasn't bothered about last week. So thank you for letting us know, Deborah, that you received the information and energy, though it was probably some telepathic sense. And so I'm glad that you received that, Deborah. But on to the first question from Patty. Patty, where did
That's
you go?
That's Indigo's husband.
Huh?
That's Indigo's husband.
Was Rebecca Is it really?
My
Did
hubby
I miss that?
Moved up to be here.
Yay.
Hey, Patty.
So I have to find the question. Did I lose it? Oh, there it is.
You had a question up there about going to go see his father.
Oh, well, the first question was from Patty S.
Oh, okay. Maybe there's two Patties on.
Maybe. I got you confused me there for a second.
You know, I got to keep. I always got to stir the pot. Makes life interesting.
So you go first, Rebecca, with this one. I haven't tuned in yet. I'm still like, woo.
Oh, hold on. Do we need to ground ourselves real quick before we start and take a deep breath and just
let's do that real quick.
Flying up. Just a couple deep breaths, real quick. You just allow yourself to relax. And the Huskies are feeling the energy. Just count down. Just 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ooh. And just shake it off. Woo! Much better.
Yeah. So, Patty, as we were grounded in this energy, the word confusion keeps coming in. And so what is being expressed in this moment is that you have to allow yourself to release whatever confusion, the doubts that you have about making an important decision, for you to go inward and to look inside yourself about whatever this important decision is, to trust your heart and not your mind. Because whatever this confusion is, whatever this lack of direction is, it's hindering and going to put everything on hold and throw everything off. So just remember to listen to your heart and not your mind, and allow your mind to interpret the messages from your heart. So just imagine you're in your heart space, and this is for everyone, this piece. So just imagine whatever feeling that you have, just imagine here in your heart space. And just imagine all the neurons that are in the heart, because we have neurons in our heart and neuron pathways, as well as the nerves and nervous system. All the systems come in the heart, and just allow that energy to go up through the back of the spine, through the vagus nerve into the brain, for those energies to be interpreted as well. So what you're doing is you're allowing the feeling of the heart, the intuition of the heart, to be connected to the neurons and nerves, move up to the mind to be interpreted to you. So yes, Rebecca.
So I'm gonna agree with that. And also what I'm feeling for you, Patty, is all around, there's like a balancing act going on where things in your life are kind of out of cahoots, like, that's Ben. And you need to like really kind of really take note of everything in your world right now. And I'm talking like the physical and how you're feeling within yourself, as I was talking about before. And it's time to get to organize some things and maybe get rid of some things that there. I feel like a lot of attachments are going on right now. You're anchored into a lot of things that are keeping you lost. And it's time to like kind of step out of that and find that balance within yourself, like kind of like dance on one foot and just like, you know, be the balance of you, where you've kind of been teeter-tottering along. And as I said, just like anchor. I'm feeling like foots, just anchoring into a bunch of stuff, you know, a lot of things, you know, putting all your energy to kind of a lot of stuff that doesn't really matter anymore, that might have been important at one point in your life, but right now it's a whole new act. And it's time to let those anchors go so you can release and open up to this new space that you're about to create once you get yourself open. And as you release and let go and tidy that area in within your soul, it's going to open up all these little channels for you to move forward with more clarity in a better balanced space. That's what came to me.
Oh, I love that. That's beautiful. Thank you for sharing that. And I hope, Patty, that resonates with you.
Yes. Yes. And any clarification, just let us know, Patty. So
yes,
we do the best we can here. We just go with the flow.
And so Mickey has a question. It's like, I've been invited to my family's home. I am wary of going due to the decisions they have all made. I'm thinking of my dad's health. Is it safe for me to attend? What do my guys have to say?
Get out of fear is what came to me right away.
Yes, and what this is interesting. So this is a two-part thing for you, Mickey, is that first, I heard that it is safe, but you have to go, when you do visit, allow yourself to visit with your courage and confidence, knowing that all is well, and not to be pulled in into the family's energy or drama, because that will destabilize your strength. And so you cannot walk into this situation without your strength. And so if you have your strength, your energy, your vigor, your about you, then yes, it is safe to go. But if you go and then your energy levels drop, then, you know, it would be time to go if you are already there, or it is not time yet for you to go. So just be mindful of how you are feeling energetically, and that will guide you to stay, when to leave, and all that good information. But you are pretty well in tune with Mickey, is what I'm feeling and connected to. So you're good.
My husky has her nose in my sage right now. I don't know what she's doing. It's like in my bag of sage.
I love it.
I guess and if I start to burn it, she runs from me. So who knows about that? So sorry, Mickey, I got a little sidetracked there. So yeah, I totally agree with Hillis, and I'm feeling like there's a lot of weight put on, you know, and of course everybody's moving through different levels of this right now with what's going on in the world. And I'm not getting into that. But I feel that you are safe. And it's setting looking above, not allowing others to what is the word? It tipped off the minimum. Not allowing others to kind of take you out of your space of who you are, that you just stay in your attention, in your space, in the eye, like you see things from a different point of view. You see things above, and to stay in that space and to vibrate above. And when you vibrate above at another level in the space of love, nothing can touch that.
Yeah, exactly.
So, and as you said, once again, you know, follow your heart. But the best thing to do is rise above, stay in the love, stay in your heart, and align in your truth, and follow that as your guide, because that's the truth of what is required.
Yeah, and you know this already, Mickey.
Yeah, just all love confirmation.
I know, because that's what she said. She literally said, it's like, I am trying to confirm my intuition. So we confirmed it for you. So I hope that resonates with you. And so Bridget is saying, been hitting the ground meditation hard this week, and I'm actually setting time aside to focus on what I need to focus on for the day. Well, thank you all. Well, Bridget, continue to do so, but remember to allow your time for you during the time of self-care, because you know we are really allowing for these energies. And you know, I do, you know, meditate and do things almost every day for myself, but then, you know, I have to, sometimes you need a break from that. So just to allow the energies to come up and to do what they need to do. So yeah. Ooh. What are you feeling into?
Drawing her a card. My new cards.
I know that face.
Oh, I always make faces. Even you learn that about me.
I know you make, yeah. Wait, did three cards just pop out? What just happened?
I don't know.
Okay.
Oh, so this is what popped up.
Oh, I love that one. That one's pretty.
Yeah, protecting the future. So, you know, the focus on the day is protecting the future is self-love is what, you know, it comes to me, you know, being the dragon, being the light you are. You have the keys to be who you are and focusing on you. I mean, this is what this says, the blue light of healing and opening up to who you are, being, you know. So, yeah.
And I just want to, because you just triggered something in me, and this isn't just for Bridget, this piece is for everyone who's watching. So we have to remember that we always have our attention on the past or the future, but really at the present. And so when we are in the moment of now, when we are in the present, you know, whether it's meditating or whatever thing that anchors us into the present moment, know that this is where we gather our strength and energy to allow ourselves to continue to create and manifest what we desire to allow in our lives. Yes, and so, so this is what you saw.
I'm at the bottom of the scroll because I can't answer or do anything. So I'm always like, I just scroll down to the bottom.
So welcome Indigo's husband, Patty. Welcome, you amazing couple, you, all the wonderful things that are happening. Yeah, I'm sure Indigo told you about all the good things that are, you know, well, yeah, she's Indigo. So yeah, we have to make a trip up there to where you guys are, definitely.
Over there. We gotta go to the over the pond.
Yeah, we have to go over and up. Up and over. And Patty says, yeah, she gave the game away. I don't know whether there was a game playing. But I like it though. So welcome. I'm glad that you are here.
Yes.
Staying up with us this late. And so, yeah. And Mickey is saying, like, her energy is super high. It's like, yeah, you know, I think that's with everyone. My eyes have even been extra sensitive the past 2 days. Like, I have the lights on in here, but it's like I'm trying not to stare at them because my eyes are like, they're so tired. But I believe we have someone else new for tonight, who is Corinne Johnson. You can ask any questions, Corinne. I hope you've asked a couple of questions as we are moving in this energy. So yeah, ask away, my dear.
Well, but Dad, if you don't have the answer, we'll find it and get it to you.
Yeah, that's what we do.
We're in this together.
We open up the energies and pull it out of the ethers. But yeah, but I already feel that you're very strong energy. There's a very brilliant energy coming from you, Corinne.
And welcome for joining us tonight.
Yes, indeed. But Lisa has a question. So Corinne, ask a question and yeah, we'll see what comes in for you. But Lisa is asking, it's been a rough week of parenting, trying to be a good mom. Any messages? Lisa, you're amazing, first of all. And instantly, I heard the word patience, because you have to really allow for the kids to be kids right now, because everyone is sensitive to this energy that's coming in, even though we don't know what it is or how to articulate it or whatever this is transforming into. So don't be so hard on yourself when you feel that you have to be a bit more stone than usual. It's okay. Don't beat yourself up. I mean, you are doing the best that you are able to do in the moments that we are in, and the moments to follow being a mom, because, you know, there's no manual. There's none of that.
There's not?
Though.
I couldn't resist that. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry.
Yeah, not a parent, but I know plenty of people that are parents, have multiple children. And so you just sometimes you just have to let them run amok and not be so hard on yourself. And just understand that everyone is sensitive to the energies that we are in right now, whether you are aware of them or not. This, just know, with the Earth energy, the Jupiter energy, the Lionsgate energy, all this stuff, you know, it's, you know, you are a human computer. You are a human being. You have all this energy running through you, and sometimes you don't know what to do with it. So you just got to run it out. So don't be so hard on yourself.
My turn?
Yeah.
Okay. So what I got for you, Lise, is boundaries, boundaries, boundaries. That right now, I feel there's a lot of challenging moments going on with your daughter, and she's really stepping into who she is and challenging you, is what I'm feeling right now going through this process. And just, you know, remember who you are through this, that just to step back and allow her to be her, but don't allow her to walk. It's not a power struggle with her. Allow her to express, but also set those boundaries and be upfront and honest and truthful with her, is what I'm feeling. And also to remember, you know, like, you have all these wings, you have all this, you know, and use things that happen as teachable moments for her. Even if she doesn't get it, she'll get it on some level. And, you know, and as Hilla said, you know, give yourself a break. You know, as parents, we take on so much, you know, that, and our children, you know, because I'm just going to bring this, and I was dealing with this with my daughter today, of putting the blame, The children love to put the blame, like, mom, it's your fault. And then we take it, oh my gosh, we've been a good, you know, and we go down the rabbit hole within ourselves. So, you know, I'm feeling just let go of that lease and just, you know, and just know where she is right now and allow her to be in that space. But just, I'm really feeling just use those moments as teachable, and you just need to kind of step back. And just allow her to play out some stuff. I think there's something that's about to happen on her path that she needs to go through. And if you stop it, it's going to stop her from some growth that's going to happen within her. So there's a huge teachable moment, I think, that's coming up with her and some things that she's going in through right now. And you being the mom, learning to detach a little bit and being in the awareness of you're kind of like have to be that little wise teacher for her in a silent way, if that makes sense. So anyway, that's what came to me. I hope that makes sense.
Yes. And thank you to everyone who has acknowledged what we have spoken about, confirming what we have been, that has been channeling through us for you. So thank you for that, Patty, Deborah, everyone, for allowing us to be these messengers for you. So it's very much appreciated. And so Miss Indigo, she would like to know, is there any messages for her tonight? But first, you know, Indigo, I want to take this time. You could start pulling the card, Rebecca, but I just want to take this time to say that I saw your message last week about the Andara crystals, and I meant to email you. So I'm glad you're building your collection. And so I had to put a restraint on me because, you know, I love the crystals. And I mean, for those of you who works with crystals, these Andara crystals, these are little master teachers. I tell you, they are something special to behold. And so when you start working with them, it starts like, ooh, ooh, ooh. You just like this overflow of excitement and joy. So I'm glad you're getting a lot of joy from them, Indigo. But Rebecca, what do you have for Indigo?
Oh, first of all, we were talking about crystals. I was thinking of yesterday during our show with Susan Spinner. You got to check it out. It was a really cool show. And she did this really cool thing with a crystal skull. Tell us about Lost It. He melted. I was like, he had a spiritual orgasm, let me tell you. So anyway, I got sidetracked with that. I had to share that. So,
so you guys got to check out the show. It's up already. Yeah. It is Susan Spinner. So you guys can, so wherever you guys are streaming this, go to our Cosmic Insight page, like and subscribe, and you guys can check out all the past shows. Not just the live ones, but the pre-recorded ones where we drop a lot of information and wisdom to guide you guys. And so, yeah, yesterday's show was really amazing with Susan Spooner. So go ahead.
His face was priceless. You got to watch it just for that. Anyhow, I'm done with that. So, okay, Miss Beautiful Indigo. Oh, my gosh. I'm sorry. I just feel the. I'm just feeling into the energy of you, and you are just like.
Isn't it beautiful? It's just like glowy.
But she's just like, you know, she's done the work. You're just like in this magical moment of like just opening up to a whole new, like just a whole new person. And I know we were talking about it earlier, but yours is just like, I just feel this glow behind you of like all these masks have just been lifting away off of you. And the energy of just this claiming your authentic self is at a whole new level and so much magic, you know, but to also in that, to be very discerning that you're not, you know, tapping into the collective can be very dangerous for you at times because you get all this stuff in from the collective that's not really for you. So to be very, very discerning right now because you are in this huge explosion of you. You see like those little kids just like jumping up and down right now, you know, it's like that. It's like, woohoo, you know, and, you know, just, and your confidence is building. I feel like, you know, magical gifts are opening up. And after this Lion Gate, there's going to be something that really shifts with that magic inside of you. So Brigitte is coming. That really, I don't know if you work with Brigitte Brigitte, the Celtic, I always say her name wrong. I say everybody's name wrong. Anyhow, you know who I'm talking about. Like she's coming through right now. I'm really feeling that energy. And I don't know if you work with her in the fairies and that whole realm of kind of where you live is like the magic of that area is just like this right now for you. So to really sit and meditate and tap into it, because it is going to show you something that you just didn't think could be possible. So that's all.
Yeah.
I hope that makes sense.
And there's a lot of dragon energy as well that's coming in behind that as well. So you really have to allow yourself to ground into what Rebecca just mentioned, to ground into that. And as you ground into that, you just have to be very aware of the energies that you connect to and allow yourself to disconnect from those that are no longer serving your highest good or honoring your highest self. And Rebecca said most of that, so that's all I'm going to say, because, yeah, I just also feel a lot of dragon energy coming in as well behind all of this. So you're doing what you're doing, so to you, yes. And so moving on to Shannon says, and I think this is another new one, so thank you, Shannon, for tuning in and watching tonight. And so, hello, she says, for this question, our immune systems need connection and our physical interaction. Oh, I guess I thought it was a question. I thought it was rather than a statement. But yes, for this question, our immune systems need connection and physical interaction to keep. Got you.
I'm talking about the guy going to Mickey.
Yes. And so, you know, and just to clarify, so our immune systems need physical interaction. So the answer to that is yes, if there is physical interaction that is needed, because, you know, me personally, you know, there was this period where I, you know, was still kind of lazy, you know, not doing much exercise. But during this time of transformation, this up-leveling, that we have to allow for exercise and movement within the bodies to get the body stamina, endurance, to reshape the body, to allow the body to do what it needs to do. Because, yes, you're in this physical body, but you have to help assist it in this transformation. You know, yes, I eat chocolate chip cookies, but I still have a balanced diet. But yeah, you have to be mindful of what you eat, when you eat, what you eat, get some exercise. So just listen to the body as it's going to, listen to the spirit, to your intuition, to your soul through the body, because it dictates and is giving you what it is that you have to do for yourself.
May I say something?
Oh yeah, of course.
I know I can. I just, you know, I was just kind of looking down the board a little bit. And, you know, my heart just like is like blowing open right now of just everybody on this panel who's joining us here tonight. It just all the freaking support, like this beautiful community that's unraveling of how it should be. There's no people being mean to anyone. Just everybody's like so supportive and so loving and so kind. And it just made my heart just like thump. So I want to thank everyone, you know, for supporting each other and just joining us and being here and part of this little community we're creating. And yeah, I just needed to just
I love that. Thank you for sharing that sentiment, as I was feeling the same. And so wherever you guys are watching this, whether if you are watching it on the Super Channel, on our channel, or on one of my Facebook pages, be sure that you like and subscribe on our YouTube channel, so that way you guys get the most up-to-date shows, recordings, information, and even a link to offer your donations to us to keep this show going. If you guys like what you are seeing, hearing, just allow for that heart donation to guide you to continue to support us in bringing you this beautiful, beautiful light energy. So yeah, were there any more? I think there's one more. Oh, yes.
No. I'm going to see if you see it.
Yeah, the one from Deborah.
Yes. I've been waiting. I'm like, when is he going to get her? I got your back, Deborah. I've been
watching. and thank you. So, you know, Deborah, what I feel almost instantly from you is that you are already on your path to do what you do. So continue to honor that path of honoring yourself, honoring who you are, honoring what you do. And, you know, the obstacles that you may feel that are in your path right now may be big, but in the sense that they're not really big and where they're like, you know, okay, that's over with. Okay, that's done. And so just continue to trust what you feel, trust what you know, as you move through this space of transformation, this space of energy, to really guide you, to serve you on this path of opening up and transforming your life now. Rebecca.
Okay. So the first question I'm going to ask you, Deborah, are you ready to be seen? Because I see you. And I just needed to ask you that question because of what's been playing out. So, but, you know, what I'm feeling right now is this huge opening for you as well, where you've been so overwhelmed in your world and dealing with so much stuff and giving your heart to everyone around you, and feeling a little lost in that space in what you were becoming and who you were. And I feel now that you're really moving into a new space of you, that you're getting the courage to step forward. You're getting the courage to step into what you truly desire, and you're getting the courage to claim you. And I just want to let you know that I see you, I feel you, and I know everything is going to be okay. And you are doing just beautiful, beautiful, beautiful work moving through what you require to move through. And there's just so much grace and so much prosperity and so much plentifulness that is coming your way.
Yes. Wow. Thank you for expressing that. Yeah, there's a lot of gentle energy this evening. I love that. It's not, you know, it's not too crazy. You know, it's like, it's like a gentle energetic massage. And there are a couple more questions. And then Corinne, I hope you're still on and watching, but I would like to answer a question for you. As I felt earlier, there's a lot of beautiful light coming from you. Just know that you have to allow yourself to ground in. But I want to know what you want to know specifically, if you're still watching. But we're going to move on into this. Someone else had another question. I thought I saw one more.
I don't know.
I don't know either.
If you missed anyone, please note down below. So, because sometimes it's hard to follow everything. So we do the best we can.
But I will put up what Lisa said. Aww. About your comment, where she's like, I love it when it's teachable moment. So, yes. And I love that everybody knows everybody here. That's what I think I really love the most about this. Everybody knows everybody.
Aww. I know. Maybe they all can join us for our first trip to Peru.
Yeah. And if you guys want to know more about it, email us at cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com. Or if you guys want to have us talk about particular topics, we can do that as well. Just email us, connect with us there.
Angela Clement, is there a message for me that Spirit has for me?
Oh, yay. That one just came in. Oh, she's from Facebook. Hi. Angela's on Facebook.
Where are we, by the way?
What do you mean?
Facebook,
where are we?
Facebook cut me off, so I'm not allowed to use Facebook on my phone.
Oh. We're in Florida.
It unlogged me.
Oh, yes. Do this and then we'll go back. Okay. So Angela, what I'm feeling right away is that you have to allow yourself to tap into your own wisdom. That I feel like there's this immense level of wisdom coming in and through you. And with this immense level of wisdom, that recently that there's been energies of doubt. And I'm not sure who has been around you as of late. What I feel could be children or people younger than you seeding this energy of doubt into your infinite wisdom. So you just have to allow yourself to really detach from that energy and really move into trusting who you are, trust this wisdom, trust this information, trust your heart to allow for what you know in your heart, what you feel to be true, and to be guided by that space, that time, that energy. Rebecca? Uh-oh.
What are you uh-ohing me for?
I feel, I know that face. You like, this is going to be a good one, Angela. Be ready.
Okay, Angela. What are you refusing within your heart that you need to step in to soothe your soul? I feel there's a whole bunch of, and I'm feeling it's other people in your life that are around you that you're allowing to not allow yourself to be you, is what I'm feeling. But in saying that, you know, that's just you stopping you to step into something that you need, that you are refusing to step into. And I feel like there's a lot of protection energy. Like, I feel like you're protecting yourself from something. But you know what? It's okay. Just allow yourself to make that step. Because once you make that choice to make that change within you, you're going to be happier. You're going to be aligned to you and aligned to this beautiful new path that is about to open up for you, of stepping forward, setting boundaries with certain people in your life. I feel like you're having trouble with some boundaries with some people. And once you can like grasp around all that and listen to what your heart's saying deep down inside, that you hear it, but you're like, oh no, I'll wait another day for that. You know, no. It's time to listen to it now. It's calling you. It's calling you. It's calling you. And it's calling all of us too. So that part is for everyone who's, and that's me included, because I was doing that. So, you know, but that's what I'm feeling. But there's like this beautiful new beginning that's opening once you make that choice, that's opening for you. And it's, yeah, it just feels really good. If you make that choice, and don't be afraid, sweet love, don't be afraid. There's nothing to fear anymore. There is nothing to fear. You are safe and you are protected. And just remember that you are safe and you are protected.
I hold to that. Yes. Now, I just want to show this message really quick from Indigo, where she's talking about that she's going to be doing a shamanic ceremony on Sunday and giving love and gratitude to Mother Earth. Yes, leaving her offering a blue coin. So, yay, I'm so happy for that. So, thank you, Indigo, for sharing that with us. And I believe we have time for one more question.
Angela, did that make sense for you? If you want to respond, you don't have to.
And so we have time for one more question. This would be from, where did it go?
Mickey. Been an hour already?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And then after this one, we will wrap up with our grounding for the night, and then who knows what happens after that.
I'm going to make my announcement.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, your other announcement.
You never know what you're going to get on this show.
I know. So for Mickey, will I find the career/future endeavors coming soon into my path? Because I am picky. And before we get into that, so Angela just commented and said, I would take it and sit on it for a bit. So yes, thank you for acknowledging that, Angela.
To receive that, thank you.
Yes, 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 with the little smiley faces. I love it. So thank you for that. But for Mickey, you know what, Mickey, yeah, see, you feel it too.
What do I feel?
I'm about to tell you what you feel, 'cause I'm about to tell Mickey the same thing. It's interesting because what I hear and the cards reacted to this thought. So it said, be your own boss. and so the job that you have now is doing what it needs to do, you know, to help maintain what you need to maintain, helping you to see the bigger picture of Well, not helping see the bigger picture. Let me rephrase that. It's helping you to maintain the lifestyle that you have been accustomed to, you know, just, you know, maintaining what you have. But the message for you to be the boss is time for you to step out on your own and to really trust your gifts, trust your abilities, trust your creations. It's time for you to step out on that energy of faith and trust to create something of your own now. So this is what the message is. This is what I'm feeling for you. So be your boss. Create, because there's a lot of stuff that you've been sitting on. Now it's time to put it all into motion, put it all into action, because this is what this time is for. Put it all into action and create to be your boss. Rebecca?
Yeah, I kind of got the same thing. And also, not to be picky, but to open and expand to the experience that's being set forth in front of you. In that it's time to take a little journey to find the hidden treasure within you, to open that space up to find that future endeavor that is your heart and your soul and your heart song. But to take that, to allow yourself to experience maybe something that you might not experience, allow yourself to experience, so you can expand into that shadow part of you that's ready to awake.
Yes. Yes, yes, yes. And thank you for that, Rebecca. And
that's what I got.
And so now, would you like to do your little announcement, my dear?
My little announcement? Okay, I'll do my little announcement. That's a 2-day announcement. Okay, so you know I talked about before my lovely, well, there's some of my paintings behind me. But I do this little, well, it's not little. I got to get over saying the word little. I don't know why I always say that. I guess maybe I used to be a giant, so everything is little to me. Who knows? But anyhow, I do this fabulous painting program that I do that works through emotions, kind of steps in forgiveness. And it's just this fun little vibrational using art as the medium to express and release and to create the dream within you using this as a medium. And I've taught the class before, but I've been him and Hall doing it today. So tonight I'm like, you know what, Hillis, I gotta do this class again. So I've decided to do it, and I do things last moment. So what dates did I decided to start on actually August the 14th, the 21st, the 28th, and the 4th. It's 4 weeks long and out like an hour and a half each. I will get information out on our Cosmic Insight Facebook on the times and things like that. I was wondering, you know, people overseas, like I'm trying to figure out the best time to have it. It's on Saturday. So I just wanted to throw that out. It's a fun little class. Just kind of, you never know what's going to come up, and it's kind of a fun experience. So I love if you can join me. So I just want to make that announcement, and I'll get more information since I literally decided right when we started the show tonight. So
Literally, last minute decision.
This is how I roll.
Welcome to Rebecca's world, everyone.
Yes, it is a strange world. Takes people a while to adjust to it.
So, yeah, so everyone, thank you so much. Oh, I have to put this up. Oh, my goodness.
Grace is in the house.
Oh, Anastasia. Oh, we love you. You have to come with us one day live. You have to join us live one night. So you have to message us. Let us know when you're available. And guys, I would tell you when Anastasia is with us live, it's a whole nother beautiful energy. And she said yes, I will again. Hopefully it'll be so. See, I'm just so excited. I'm excited.
Anastasia's in Australia. Oh my gosh, the puppies are here. Come in, you wanna say hi?
Yeah, see.
Thank you for joining us, Anastasia. Love ya. Mwah.
It's like next day in Australia. So Anastasia, thank you so much for gracing us with your presence. I can't wait for you to join us live and to meet our lovely followers here. And it will be amazing. I can't wait because there's so much energy that has been shifting. And I know that you've been shifting along with it. And so thank you for all that you do in grounding, moving, and shifting the energy on your side of the planet and bringing it instantly to us. So it is much gratitude, much appreciation for all that you do, love.
Yes, yes. Thank you so much. We're very fortunate to have Anastasia and the beautiful work that she's been doing for what, 25 years or so. And accolades to you, my dear, for, you know, our little connection and us coming together and just, yeah, it's all good. Yep. Lionsgate's coming in. So thank you for checking in tonight, sister.
Yeah.
Hear from you. What do you want to say?
Anastasia, I feel like you're more than welcome to share this with your people, because we also mentioned about Lionsgate energy as well and how to prepare for it and what to expect. So,
yay! She's got it. She's zooming on. Anyway, that energy.
Right? So thank you so much for that. So now it is time for the tune-up, everybody.
Oh, we're doing a tune-up?
Well, just a quick grounding, because the energy is so high right now.
Bye.
Okay. Bye. Thank you, Anastasia.
You want me to do some sounds? What do you want to do here?
I don't know. You know what I wish we had?
What? What do you need? I got a rattle.
Oh, okay.
You need a rattle? I got a rattle. What do you need? I got a rattle. I got a drum. You got it. You need it. I got it.
I don't know. I just feel like, you know, we're in this gentle wave. You know how if you're at the beach, right, and you're standing in the ocean,
yeah,
and there's like this gentle wave of waves wash over you. So it's like, yeah, I love that. Oh, I love that.
I handmade this. Oh, let me tell you a story. Okay. I know we're running out. We don't even have time. We can do it. So I do not sew people at all. However, I come from a family of tailors. So when I was making this rattle, I had to channel my grandfather to sew this buffalo skin and do this stitching. And I think I did a fabulous job. So anyhow, so I just thought I'd share that. Yes, this is my little handmade rattle. I got a rattle. Is that what you need?
So Indigo's requesting sound. And Patty.
Oh man, I wish we could put people on sound. We could do music night.
I know. Honestly, you know, next time if you guys want to come on the show and have like a music night, I can have up to maybe 6 people with us live. So if you guys want to email us at cosmicinsightradio@gmail.com, you can join us and have a music little get together, music shindig. So yes. So
something here.
She pulled out her instruments, guys. So you know what? Find something and let's do a little bit of sound, and then we can, you know.
Well,
but I feel a rattle. I think rattle's good. Yeah.
Are you gonna talk to this rattle?
Yeah, I feel good with that.
Everybody take a deep breath in. Allow the sound of the rattle to bring you back home to you. We all fly like the eagle among the skies. Bring it back down to our heart to be the beagle, aligned into who you are, into the earth's energy. As we enter into this lion's gate, the energy of the newness, the energy of you, the Leo new moon, opening up to the vastness of who you can be. Grounding in the earth to allow those sprouts and those to anchor in, to open up, to expand out, and allow yourself to be the miracle you are. Feel the wind blow as you bring your hand on your heart, your hand on your stomach. Take a deep breath in. Whew. And now know that you are home.
Uh-huh. I can play. Oh, yeah. So, everyone, thank you so much for joining us tonight. Thank you for this beautiful love of energy and community that has been here with us.
Oh, I feel much better now. I don't know what I said. What did I say?
I don't know. I was sending out energy, too. I wasn't interpreting. Oops. I wasn't interpreting tonight, but I was sending out with you. And so, yeah. It's all.
Oh shoot! I gotta get the bubble machine fixed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. We have a bubble machine next time. So yeah. So thank you everyone for joining us, hanging out with us tonight. It's been a pleasure connecting and just connecting with everyone of you as we continue to build this community. Please continue to like, share, and bring others. Bring your family. And until next time, everyone, have an amazing, beautiful week.
Thank you everyone tonight, and just I feel you all in my heart, and I just want to let you know that, and I just want to remind you and anybody that's listening in the future, just to remember you're not alone. We are all in this together. We are creating this new world together. To stay in your heart, stay in your joy, stay in your love, and don't let the fear win. And that's all. Love you all.
Till next week, everyone. Keep exploring.
Always explore.